Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Remembered and Forgotten by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, September 7th, 2020. Psalm 103, verses 10 through 12. God does not deal with us according to our sins. He does not repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. It's no surprise that God remembers. He's God, after all. Our all-knowing, almighty Creator, He says through the prophet Isaiah chapter 55, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." God remembered. God fulfilled His covenant promise. He sent the Anointed One, the long-awaited Messiah, His only Son. Yet Scripture also assures us that there are some things, surprisingly enough, that God does not remember. He says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, He says, "I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." His new covenant is a covenant of forgetting. He says in Jeremiah 31, verse 31, "I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will remember their sin no more." Our sins are washed away in Jesus' blood, the blood of that new covenant. God does not remember those sins. God does not hold them against us. But all too often, we remember them quite clearly, right? Our sins can loom large in our eyes. We become fearful, wondering if we're truly forgiven, even imagining that we cannot be forgiven. We wonder, will God hold certain sins against me, those sins that I find so hard to forget? Perhaps He forgives everything else, but what about those sins of which I am ashamed, the sins of which you are ashamed, the ones that you've confessed but can't forget? And doubts arise in our hearts and our minds. But our psalm assures us, He does not deal with us according to our sins. He does not repay us according to our iniquities. God deals with you, not according to your sins, but according to His grace. He sent His Son Jesus to be born among us, the Lamb who laid down His life as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Jesus shouldered that guilt that's so hard for you and I to lay aside. It says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, that the record of debt that stood against us, it's been canceled out. It's been nailed to the cross. At the cross of Jesus, God canceled out your sins. Not because you're worthy or because you're deserving, but because His love for you is as high as the heavens are above the earth. God removes your sin from you as far as the east is from the west, distances that are beyond measure. So when you are tempted to dredge up the memory of your sin, you can turn to our Savior. And through Him, you can measure the measureless love of God and determine the profound depth of His forgetfulness. His love is as wide and as tall as the rough-hewn cross once lifted up outside of Jerusalem. His forgetfulness concerning your sin is as deep and as dark as Easter's empty tomb. So would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, when I am troubled by sin and guilt, turn my mind toward You, toward Your cross and empty tomb, and to Your measureless love. In Your name, Jesus, amen.